Well, we before proceed further to the different items and agenda, as I had said,
I would like to share you in a general way, rather I would invite you a general remark on your own experience in the district without confining yourself to any particular subject in your view. Somebody will have to start, otherwise things never start.
This particular difficulty is there. When I say remark, it includes all your difficulties also. Better use the mic so that you will be heard and announce your name and district.
Well, it came so soon, sir. This will disturb me.
Abhay, let's see if it's good. We are just at 12 o'clock and nothing. And the latest come at 4 o'clock.
One of the main points I wanted to speak about was the increasing responsibilities of administration that we have to face now. To shoulder these responsibilities, there is clear necessity for staff. We have been having adequate staff, but the main feature I wanted to speak about was that most of this staff is untrained. We have had the tenancy legislation, we have had the village panchayat reform, comprehensive scheme of village panchayat. We are now having the supply problem. Each of these problems requires employment of additional staff. In the old state, we had trained personnel. There was a system called lifted staff. Today we haven't got that system. The result is that we have to employ raw recruits. Also, at the taluka level, the mamaldars difficulties are increasing. The mamaldars find it impossible to manage taluka administration. In spite of the fact that we have now the divisional system and we have the guidance of very senior officers in the matters of district administration, we feel that the territorial jurisdiction of a mamladar and the collector requires to be curtailed. So the size of the district is too large and the size of the taluka is too large for one mamladar or one collector to manage, particularly after the introduction of any scheme. In my particular district, I've got 6 schemes now out of 12 talukas, and within the next 3 years, the entire district will be covered by NEA. That point requires to be considered. Thank you.
I'm Deshai Collector Nanded. I represent one of the Marathwada districts. About the staff that he referred to, the difficulties about the staff are greater because the administration in Marathwada has been subjected to shock treatment for about on 4 or 5 occasions prior to the police action, during the police action, after the police action, during the civil team action, just prior to reorganization when there was suspense. And now we are trying to improve matters. As I put it to a colleague of mine, well, the collector is very much sincere and interested, but he has been given a car of 1928 model and has been asked to drive at a 60-mile speed the result would be either there would be an accident or there would be a breakdown or a puncture. Well, luckily there are no accidents, but breakdowns occur every now and then. If we go to a tahsil, we find that out of about 12 clerks, there are as many as 4 to 5 clerks who do not know either English or Marathi. But they have been there for certain reasons, because in the past, Urdu was given a lot of importance. And after the police action, the government wanted to absorb a large number of Jagir employees, a large number of customs employees, a large number of retained employees, whether they were up to the mark or not. Now, when we want to improve the administration, these difficulties come up. I am very happy that our divisional officer and the revenue secretary has taken note of these. But unless these things are solved, it is very difficult for us to forge ahead. This much about administration. Now coming to the non-official, I am very glad that the chief minister has referred to certain things, that we should see that the people appreciate and they are satisfied. Well, he also said that when I'm talking with the people, well, it's a vague term. And nowadays there have been so many groups, factions, parties in the district. It's very likely we might satisfy a large number, but there are some people belong to the opposition who are bent upon making certain types of complaints. And when such complaints are made, they should be always taken at a discount. Otherwise, it might happen that we might satisfy 99%, but this 1%, or rather not even 1%, say about 5 or 6 people who are disgruntled, they might be more vocal, because those who are satisfied, they would never come forward and say they are satisfied. But the one man who is disgruntled might be so vocal, and an impression is likely to be created that the work of the officer in the whole is not satisfactory. I am very glad that the chief minister is very sympathetic toward this problem. I just want to mention.
Bhavnagar, my name is Mr. Butch. Since, sir, we have started the role of complaining about